Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the place where sports opinions collide, Dead in 365. I'm your host, the OG 12 Kyle. Before I get started, I want to make sure that I remind you guys to download, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and make sure that you check out Dead in Sports every Tuesday and Thursday live on YouTube. Make sure that you check them out at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, so let me get into it. What I want to talk about is real quick is I'm tired, man. I'm so tired of these sportscasters, these announcers, talking heads, if you will. I'm tired of them, man. Please just shut the fuck up. Like Stephen A. Smith, Charles Barkley, all of these guys, I'm so tired. And I'm going to tell you why. Like this whole Ben Simmons thing, if you're not familiar, Ben Simmons was rumored to be ready to play in game four. Obviously, he did not play in game four and the Nets subsequently got swept. I don't have a problem with that. Here's the thing. We never heard from Ben Simmons as to if he was playing or not. So I don't know that Ben Simmons was ever healthy enough to play or whatever the case may be. That being said, I mean, for Stephen A. Smith, someone who has a voice, who has a platform, who is on TV every single day, to get on TV and question, you know, his manhood, basically, and call him out like that. He made it sound so personal. I'm like, bruh, either one or two things can happen. Either you're going to talk about sports objectively or you're going to talk about it personally. And he made it personal about Ben Simmons, calling him lazy and saying all these things about Ben Simmons. You know, he's not to be trusted. Same for Kyrie Irving. He went in on Kyrie Irving. He said, you know, Kyrie Irving was a great basketball player, but he would not pay him beyond a year's salary or what have you. He would not sign him to a long-term extension. I say that to say this, like everybody's entitled to their opinions, but when you're on TV, you're supposed to be objective. You know, you're not supposed to be rooting for teams like Shannon Sharpe or rooting for players. You know, you're supposed to be objective. You're supposed to speak about sports from an objective perspective. You know, it's either business or it's personal. But when you hear some of these people talk, like you wonder if it's personal. Like, do you have a personal vendetta against some of these players? Charles Barkley. I love Charles Barkley. Stephen A. Smith. I don't really tolerate Stephen A. But Charles Barkley, I love listening and watching them on TNT. But he said something the other day that had me kind of pissed. Like, you know, he said Ben Simmons, he said it was a punk move. And he in as far as Simmons not playing. And I'm like, you don't know Ben Simmons personally. And the thing that I would say to these sportscasters, these talking heads on TV, is something that we've adopted here on Dead End Sports. You never say something about somebody publicly that you wouldn't say to them in their face. Because here's the thing. If Stephen A. Smith is sitting across the room from Ben Simmons, I don't think he's saying anything negative about Ben Simmons. Same for Kyrie Irving. Same for Kevin Durant. Same for whomever. Same for LeBron. If you want to be critical of someone's game, fine. You're supposed to talk about their game. But to call them out personally on their, when you don't know them personally, I got a problem with that. You know, I'm tired of that. I mean, like Barkley even went as far as to say when Minnesota had their meltdown a couple of games ago, He called them stupid. Now, I find that to be very problematic as a black man on television, that you're calling other black men, other professional athletes, stupid. Now, you could say they didn't play smart basketball. OK, cool. I got that. I'm rolling with you on that. But to call another black man stupid on national television, I find that to be extremely problematic. And it plays into the stereotypes that we try to avoid. So, and here's the thing. Barkley knows better. Stephen A. Smith knows better. So when I hear Stephen A. Smith on ESPN ranting, it makes me think that someone behind the scenes is pulling his strings. Are you a puppet for ESPN? I don't know. But to get on TV and rant like that and make it personal, again, you don't know Ben Simmons. You don't know Kyrie. And far be it for me to defend Kyrie Irving or Ben Simmons, because I don't know either one of them. Both of them are phenomenal basketball players, but they're not on my favorite team. So it doesn't matter to me one way or the other. But at the end of the day, they're human. And I said all that to say this. Again, never say something publicly that you would never say to someone privately, because I refuse to believe that all of the vitriol that Stephen A. Smith spits, and sometimes when Barkley goes over the line talking about players, if you're man to man with that guy face to face, you're not going to say that. But until then, in my opinion, just shut the fuck up. That's going to do it for me. Again, thank you for checking out this edition of Dead End Sports. Make sure that you check out my page. It's called the 12 Kyle Podcast right here on YouTube. You can check out my podcast. Podcast drops every Thursday at midnight. That's going to do it for me. Thanks again for checking me out. I'll catch you guys next time. 5 G's.